Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody around the world can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. Now, right now, we have the pandemic affair with the virus going on all over the world. So I want everybody to sit back in a comfortable chair, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax. And if you got a drink or if you got some popcorn, sit down and be entertained, because I'm going to entertain you for the next hour or so. So sit back, get your kids comfortable, and get ready for the show of the day. This is Tuesday, August 19th. Is it the 19th? Yeah. Okay, August 19th or 18th. One of the two. It's August. So it's the summertime in Las Vegas, and I want to know one thing. What's the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, in Las Vegas, it's hot. It's 113 degrees today. It's hot, people. We're in the desert in Nevada in Las Vegas. And it's 100 degrees, 113 degrees outside. The sun is shining, the sky is blue, and it's hot. Yes, it's hot. I'm sitting out in my patio where I'm relaxing under an umbrella so that I can be cool, calm, and collective while I do the radio show today. So don't mind me, because I'm partying on the radio. I got the show in hand. For all of your listeners, I want you to sit back and enjoy today's radio show. This is the second show of the week, because we started yesterday, and we'll perform today for you, and then I'll be back on Thursday for the last day of the week, and then we'll take the summertime off. All right, well, I told you about the weather. Unfortunately, this is a good time to come to Vegas, except the virus is here. So there's no live entertainment going on in any of the casinos in Vegas. So the only thing you can do is come to Vegas and gamble and drink and eat buffet food in all the casinos. But most of the restaurants in Vegas are shut down because they can't have big crowds in the restaurants because the virus is spreading through the crowded areas. So they're persuading everybody to stay in the house, and if you have to go out, you should wear a mask to keep from catching the virus or spreading it to somebody else. But otherwise, Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world. It's the best place to be during the summer. It's beautiful weather, and you could be in the swimming pool in all the casinos, or you could be at the big water park where they got 25 slides that the kids could enjoy to their maximum pleasure. So, I want to get to the sports. So let's talk about sports a little bit. All right. Well, last night they had the Kings, the Las Vegas Kings, Golden Knights. They played the Blackhawks. And I'm not sure where the Blackhawks are from, but they played them in game 5 of the playoffs. And I understand the Kings lost that game 5-1. So, I don't know what the series is, but I know it's going to come down to game 7 in the series to see who's going to win the championship of the playoffs. Now, this isn't the finals. It's just one of the preliminary rounds before the finals. So, the Kings still have a shot, and I'm a Kings fan. I'm a Golden Knights fan, and I keep saying the Kings because I'm from Los Angeles, but the Kings are the hockey team from Las Vegas, and I'm a Kings fan. So I want to say go, no, there we go again. It's the Knights, the Golden Knights. So I'm a Knights fan now because I'm in Las Vegas. So I want to say go Knights, go, because we want to make it to the playoffs, to the championship again like we did the very first year that the hockey team existed in Las Vegas. So watch the games, people, and keep up with who's playing and who's winning in the playoffs. All right. Well, I have a joke for you. There was a car speeding on the highway, and he was doing over 100 miles an hour driving down the highway, and he passed the highway patrol that was sitting behind a freeway billboard, and the highway patrol officer was getting ready to eat his lunch, and he saw the man pass by speeding on his highway. And he said, oh, no, I can't have anybody speeding on my highway. So he put his lunch down, and he took off in pursuit of the speeder. And while he was chasing the speeder, he said, he thought to himself, I'm going to find out why this guy is speeding. And if he has a legitimate reason, I'm not going to give him a ticket. I'm going to let him go. So he chased the man, and he ended up pulling him over, and he walked through the window, and he said, sir, can you tell me why you were speeding? And the man said, well, when I saw the highway patrol, it reminded me of my wife. She ran off with a highway patrol officer. And when I saw the lights in my rearview mirror, I thought you were trying to catch up with me to give her back. Yep, that's a joke from G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
That's where I wanted to go. I wanted to go play in the show. I almost made it. I almost made it. I was just that close. to playing in the pros. And I got hit with a baseball trying to show off my batting style. I was trying to show my coach I could hit left-handed, even though I just got up and hit a 550-foot shot right-handed. So I switched it up trying to show off, and I was fast, too. So they knew I could run. So I was just showing them I could get on base if I'm batting right-handed or left-handed. And I was going to steal some bases. Oh, yeah, I was going to get up and show out. And I got hit in the face with a hanging curveball.
We'll be right back. had some rain in Las Vegas yesterday. I just heard about it, though, because I was inside in the bed. So I heard about it from all of the girls I talked to today. They said it was beautiful. I love the rain. And I'm like, how can you love the rain unless you have a boyfriend to love the rain with? I don't know what them girls are talking about, but they said they loved the rain. It was so pretty. How can you like the rain and you don't even have a boyfriend to walk in the rain with? Isn't rain and weather lovers' weather? Isn't that weather where you sit and you cuddle and you hug and you kiss in the rain? Ain't that what the rain is about? What are they talking about? We enjoyed the rain. It was so pretty. I'm like, come on, pass me with that nonsense. And I don't want to be in the rain. I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower. I like going swimming, though.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Unifero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Storytime with G Money. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So it's an internet radio show where everybody can listen to what I'm talking about on the radio. It's a computer radio show, and you can pull it up on your cell phone if you want to listen to what's going on. So sit back and listen as we have some interesting activities on the show today. So, DJ Papa D, do we have a segment that we're going to start today, a new segment?
Freedom or death, ye shall all be moved. Vainglorious, this is protected by the red, the black, and the green, with the key city.
More about
ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to present a new segment of our radio show. It's called Godly Wisdom, and it's hosted by the real Don Steele. His name is the Saint. All right, Saint, take it away, sir. The show is all yours. I'm sorry I messed up your intro, but sorry about that. We'll get it better next week. All right.
It's all right, buddy. It's all right. Hey, how's everybody out there doing in Radio Land? Welcome to the Honest to God Truth with your host, the Saint, along with G Money and Company. Now, y'all ought to know that what you see and what you hear on the news is fake. I mean, it don't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. But now that we know that we've been living with lies and secrets, why not finish letting the cat out the bag? Now, this thing that's called the pandemic, or shall I say COVID-19, let's put on our thinking caps. And let's take the word COVID out and just look at the number 19. Now, I know you guys wouldn't believe this, but like I said, the name of the show is The Honest to God Truth. 19 stands for 19th century. For people that was born in 1960, 1970, 1980, and so on, until we get to where we're at now, the 20th century. So, yes, what I'm trying to say is we are the pandemic, or shall I say the COVID-19. Because we're waking up the United States of America with the truth behind what's going on and what's really going on and how to solve your own problem. Because if you didn't know, your own problem was always staring at you in front of your face. Or shall I say, your answers to your problem was staring in front of your face. So now it's time to take on responsibility and to fix ourselves in order to make this nightmare go away. And I'd be sending, if you want for me to send you the honest to God truth of certain topics that I may talk about on this show, you know, feel free to hit me up on Facebook. Or you could hit me up at WhitfieldsClayborn.com. And I'll make sure that I'll send you the information of the proof of what's going on in this United States or what's being blocked from us to know. Now, when I say that this is an easy thing to solve, it is. Because what we should do, we're not doing it, which is to back out the politics altogether and focus on ourselves. We now have the opportunity to bring jobs and to train people for the positions of the job. I'm working on two products, which is called Noble Media. It's a new and comfortable way of watching TV without even having to pay a bill. You have it for your phone, and then once you learn how to navigate it on your phone, then you order the box. So, and if you, then other things that we got going on is like the everybody that's making these pandemic masks. My girlfriend, she's even selling them. So that shows what? We are the creator of this world. We are the people that created the United States, not Christopher Columbus. God's creation. We are God's children. So what I realize is when it comes to solving problems, we are afraid to face the truth head on. Because what they say, what? The truth hurts. Right. But we can easily digest it if we take it in slow when it comes to the truth and nothing but the truth. Because the truth helps two things. It helps you find out who you are and what your purpose is in life and what God has in store for you. We all been through our ups and downs. Now, when I was talking about earlier, when I said about the 19th century, people that was born in 1960, 70, and 89, is to fill in the blanks. But everybody had something that happened in their life. If you was mentally disturbed, physically disturbed, but if you managed to survive, it's called a testimony. It means you could testify of what you've been through and how you managed to survive the stuff that you've been through. And when it comes to, once you find out what your purpose is, then you see that what you see on TV is nothing but a scheme, scam, you know. But it takes time to really understand. And I watch certain shows like, anybody like Tyler Perry? You know, Tyler Perry, he's a good person that makes shows. He got shows like The Haves, The Have Nots, Loving You Is Wrong, Queen Sugar, you know. And it's like, but look how he sets up the show. Just take The Haves, The Have Nots. Two men that are, one guy is a judge, and the other guy was an attorney, and he has a crazy wife that's an attorney named Veronica. So you look at when it comes to how they raise their kids. Okay, Veronica's son is gay, Jeffrey. So when it comes to Jeffrey, she don't like Jeffrey to be gay. She wants Jeffrey to be a person that deals with women. But Jeffrey wants to be himself and deal with what he's to deal with. Then you got the Criers. You know, they had a son and a daughter. You know, they both wanted to do something different, but they insisted on, the parents insisted on them to do what they doing. And what happened? How did it turn out? They both ended up committing suicide. So what does that mean? When you force someone to not live their dream or their life that they want to live, they go crazy. They self-destruct, you know. And when it comes to self-destruct, then it becomes a problem. And then you think suicidal, or you end up in the Looney Tunes den. Now, another show, which is Loving You Is Wrong. Now, what that show based upon is what people deal with on a regular basis. You know, if you live in a community and you got your, you know, you friends with certain neighbors and stuff, you always had that one neighbor that's an asshole. And when you had that one neighbor, you know, it's like they spread rumors and all that stuff, and people get in trouble, and sometimes people's lives is on the line. So what does that mean? We are now being ready to be transferred into taking care of business in a better way than negative. Because at first we were doing do before thinking. Now we're thinking before doing. So everything in our lives is now being replaced with what we need, the formula of caring ourselves, making ourselves better. The truth, the lie is being replaced with the truth. fiction is being replaced with facts. So, don't be afraid to do what you call research. Whatever you hear on the news, the internet, research it. That's all you got to do. Research it. Yeah, you might sit there and your jaw might drop and you say, oh, man, I didn't know that. Well, now you know. So, I enjoy being on the G-Money Show, and I hope that I'll bring another segment of the Honest to God Truth. And we're going to now, I'm going to now turn you back over to Mr. G-Money himself and company, and I'm going to listen to the rest of his jokes. So remember this, wherever you go, you know where it's at. Why? Because the bigger the burger, the bigger the buns. And I like ketchup and mustard on mine. Gregory, G-Money, it's your show.
All right. Well, say, I got a question. You know, the virus, COVID-19, they call it, is that real or is that just a figment of people's imagination?
Well, see, what they don't let you know, G-Money, is that it's what you call... It's a experiment, you know. It's like it's an exercise that we are doing, but it's to give us a chance to use our brain to see to start them creative juices. I mean, as you can see, you go on Facebook, what you don't see people posting the masks, you know, different styles, you know, and prices. So it's like now we have the opportunity to bring our happiness to where it belongs instead of being frustrated. Aren't you guys tired of fighting over finance? I know I am.
Okay. Well, I want to know if the mask is a business that people can get into. That's an individual business. That sounds okay. But I want to know about this virus, though. I know that you don't really believe that the virus is real, but there are 170,000 people that have died in the United States because of the virus. We're not even including Europe and China. We're just including the United States of America. So what do you say about that? You said COVID-19 is a 19 about people that are born in the 20th century, how they can respond or they can get their mindset together. But what about this virus? Why did they call it COVID-19?
Well, look. We done had different viruses since day one. Herpes, gonorrhea, syphilis, AIDS, HIV, flu, measles, mumps, you name it. We still here, right? Right. We still here, we still alive. But what you don't understand is that they want to see this world continue going to hell. America now done spoke up. We now want to see people achieve than fail. Look what we've been taught in our schools. I mean, we've been taught the same things our parents been taught, our grandparents been taught, our great-grandparents been taught. So it's like in order to bring in the next thing to continue crippling America, all this is a diversion, you know, to distract. So while they be on the news, oh my God, this is happening, that's happening, we going like, oh yeah, this is happening, that's happening. But meanwhile, you know, when we used to have the number one question was, where's our hard earned tax money going? Think about it. Our hard-earned tax money was going towards drugs. That's the reason why when it came to people getting strung out on drugs, alcohol, and all that stuff, because they had to slow us down in order to continue earning their money. You got five people that control our wealth. Rockefeller, Rothschild, DuPont, J.P. Morgan, Bush. So as long as these people is controlling our money, telling us how to live, what to drive, how to dress, aren't y'all tired of that? I mean, I would like to drive around in a Ferrari, then drive around in a Ford. I would like to live in one of these nice new smart houses, then pay and rent. They say to us, don't you guys love rent-to-own? I'm tired of rent-to-own. If I want to change my carpet, I want to change my carpet. If I want to paint my room black, I want to paint my room black. I shouldn't have to wait until I own something in order to do something. See, that's the difference between when you have a house note and rent. A house note, all you got to do, you can get you a nice, you use the equity. You know, they don't want us to have all the nice things, but they could throw it in our faces on nationwide TV, the five-star hotels and whatnot. So, yeah, America, wake up. Y'all ain't
right. Right. Okay. All right, Saint. Well, I hear the music. That means it's time for us to take a break. I want to thank you for coming on the radio show and giving us your opinion about things that are happening in this world. And I want to let everybody know that I still believe in the virus, and I think everybody should wear a mask and watch your social distancing. Stay 6 feet away from people and don't go into big crowds, because that's how the virus is spreading. And there's a problem in the White House. The president got to go. That's my new song coming up pretty soon. So think about it, people. Think about it. All right, DJ Papa D, take us to a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. Oh, and if you have comments that you want to make.
My daddy went fishing. He went deep sea fishing. And he took me a couple of times on the boat. And we went way out in the middle of the ocean where I couldn't even see the shore. I couldn't see land no more. I couldn't see anything but ocean all around me. And I did some fishing, and I caught some fish. And my daddy caught a big fish. It was as tall as he was. And my daddy was short. He was only 5'8". So he wasn't a football-playing man. Even though he played sports, he played tennis, he was a bowler, and eventually he played golf. And he took me out there, and I got sick. I threw up on the water.
I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the back in the pool. I got women in my house. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park on the swing, sliding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round.
Yeah,
'cause that's how kids get down.
Yeah.
I got homeboys cooking barbecue on the grill. They're hanging out in the gym next to the pool. I got homeboys lifting weights and getting buffed. Cause that's how we do. I like to be around a lot of women. I got women, cause that's how I get down. Cooking dinners at night. And I'm feeding everybody that comes around. I'm cheap money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. If you don't know, now you know. Everybody that's listening to this radio show, I want you to know that you can go to Jack in the Box and get good quality food, and you can eat anything at Jack in the Box. They have tacos, they have burritos, they have hamburgers, they got french fries, they got apple pies, they got strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla shakes, and then they got all kinds of sodas. They got diet soda, and they got regular soda. So you can always get something to eat at Jack in the Box. And I think they blew the clown up now, but when I was young, we used to go, and they'd have the clown that would pop out of the box, and it would spin around, and you could see the clown for miles. But Jack in the Box is still household food. So go to Jack in the Box and get your eat on. Get your grub on that Jack in the Box. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to StoryTimeWithGMoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on StoryTimeWithGMoney.com. That's where they're located. G Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to StoryTimeWithGMoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars, storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So anybody should be able to pull up and listen to the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. Now, I want to make an announcement for everybody that was listening to the radio show, that was listening to my new segment called The Godly Truth. I want you to pull up the website, storytimewithgmoney.com. Go to Facebook, pull up the website, and list your comments, what you thought about the radio show, what you thought about the comments that the site presented to us on the radio show. So just pull up storytimewithgmoney.com. Nope, back that up. Go to Facebook and pull up storytimewithgmoney and post your comments so that we can read or listen to what your comments say about our new segment, The Godly Truth by the Saint. Okay, well, I am G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. And it's story time, people. It's time for us to listen to a story that I've listed, that I posted a while ago, and now we'll be broadcasting it for your listening pleasure. So everybody around the world, sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, lock your chairs, and listen to my story, as it should be an interesting one. I guarantee it'll be something out of the ordinary. So, when I was in the eighth grade, about 1972, I was walking the neighborhood with my 4 friends. Was Warren, who was in the eighth grade at St. Eugene's Catholic Elementary School, and with Ricky Holloway, who was at Horseman Junior High School, public school, and his little brother, Bernard, who was in elementary school. He was in the sixth grade in elementary school. And we were walking the neighborhood, and we were just talking about girls. And Ricky was telling us some stories about some of the girls at his public junior high school. Now, me and Warren both went to Catholic elementary schools, so we didn't have the freedom to run behind buildings and to kiss girls in the classroom and stuff like that. It wasn't anything going on like that at our school. But in the public schools, Ricky was telling us stories, and he was especially talking to his little brother about stories that went on in his junior high school. He said girls were going behind the bungalow, and they were doing the hoochie-coochie behind the bungalows. And the girls were going into empty classrooms and kissing and hugging on boys.
girls were going across the street to their houses if their parents weren't home, and they were going and spending the day with boys at their house. And boys were taking girls across the street to their house. And everybody was messing around. And Bernard was excited. He was like, he was in the sixth grade. He said he can't wait to get to junior high school. Boy, he's going to have a lot of girlfriends. And me and Warren were looking at each other, and I don't know how many girlfriends Warren had, because Warren was light-skinned, and he had a big, curly afro. But Ricky was light-skinned, and he had a curly afro. But me and Bernard, we were chocolate. We were black boys. And I didn't have a lot of girlfriends. I had a lot of friends, a lot of girls that liked me. I didn't have no girlfriends. Everybody wanted to be like my sister, or they wanted me to be their brother. They didn't want to have no relationships with me. So that's how I grew up in the early 70s. That's how it was. So if you were dark, you didn't get no love. And I found out that they were having a lot of relations in the public schools. So that's what Ricky was telling his brother. And when his brother said, oh, when I get to the seventh grade, I'm going to be in junior high school. I'm going to have girlfriends. I'm going to have a lot of girlfriends. And he really thought he was going to have a lot of girlfriends. And I was just, I didn't want to bust his bubble and tell him that you were going to get called little black boy, that you were going to be a chocolate drop, that people weren't going to love you and respect you because you're dark. And black was not the color to be. It was like you were last on the barrel. You know, all the light-skinned guys and girls got picked first. And then the chocolate guys got the last pick. We were the last ones that people made, they dated. So Bernard was excited about going to junior high school. And the next year, when he got to seventh grade, he went to school, and he was trying to be a playboy. He was going to school. And he'd come home, and all the kids at his school, all the light-skinned guys, had big afros. They had started wearing the afros in the 70s, and I think that's when the Jackson 5 came out. Everybody on the Jacksons, it was all black males, but they all had big afros. And that's what made them real popular. Plus, they could sing, and they could play instruments. That made them really popular. So the big afros became the look for everybody. Everybody wanted to have a big afro. And in the Olympics, the 72 Olympics, they had the guys that were winning in the races in the track, and all of them had big afros. And they stood up on the podium in the first, second, and third place podium, and they had their fists in the air. They had black leather gloves on with their fists in the air. And they all had big afros. And Angela Davis was a professor at UCLA, and she was involved in the civil rights movement. They were trying to get Martin Luther King's birthday a national holiday. So she was speaking all across the country on behalf of Martin Luther King. And Angela had a big afro. And that's what she was known for, having this big afro. So we were trying to get our afros together. And all the dark guys had short hair,
but they had little BBs in their hair. Their hair didn't have big curly locks. They had little BBs. And so what we started doing was we started having people braid our hair. I know I went to my mother, and I told her, Mama, I want you to braid my hair. And my mother braided my hair. She put twigs in my hair, and they called them plaits. And that's what my mother did. And my mother told me my hair was kind of hard for her to braid because my hair was kind of short. Because I used to get haircuts a lot. My daddy always cut my hair, and we used to brush my hair. My hair was so nappy that I couldn't even comb it with a comb. I had to brush it with a brush. And then we would pat it down to make it look all smooth and round. We would pat the knots down. The little tiny curls. They look like little nuts, but you would pat your hair down to get it to be nice and smooth and round. So now everybody was trying to get their hair braided. And Bernard hadn't had a haircut in a long time, so his hair was kind of long, but he would pat it down to make it nice and round. And he had his mother braid his hair, and he went from having a half-inch afro to having a 3-inch puff afro. I mean, he came out, and his hair was in a big afro. And everybody was shocked. We were like, wow, look at your hair, dude. And he just thought he was the shit after that. He just knew he was fine. And the girls liked him. They thought he had good hair because he had braided his hair up and combed it out. And he had a big puff 3-inch afro. And girls were really liking that. So I was trying to get my hair braided all of the time so that my hair would be big and stand out too. And in fact, when I couldn't get it braided, I would take a hot comb to my hair and I would hot comb, I would press my hair and make it as straight as possible, and then I would comb it into a natural, an afro. And my hair would be long. It looked a lot longer than it did when it just regularly had them little tiny curls in my hair. Now I had big curls. My hair was almost straight, but I had big curls in my hair, and my afro stood out. And I was like, yeah, now I got a big afro, and girls would think I'm cute. And that was the way that I started getting girls.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. Come on now. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb.
I beg to differ, because I taught a one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do. They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show. So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right, and I did it real big, and then I met Gladys Knight. Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall, and then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care.
Come on now.
Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star. And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike Tyson.
Come on now.
Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio, and I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? Can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard.
Come on now.
I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for your listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. Cause I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd, and I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud. So I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G Money.
Come on now.
I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody.
And I get to the center divider, and I step off in the street. I'm not even paying attention to what's coming on, because the last time I looked, the street was clear. So I'm walking across the center divider, getting ready to cross the street to the other side, and I'm counting my change in my hand, not paying no attention to any oncoming traffic.
because I'm thinking the traffic is a long way off. And all of a sudden, I get to the driveway, and I'm walking up on the sidewalk, and this car almost hits me. And I jump, and I go, "Hey, man, you almost hit me." And I look up, and it's a police car. And they're like, "Hey, you know you were jaywalking."
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C., to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. So support G-Money. I'm putting it down, and I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
You know what's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody should be able to pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. It's a great day on the radio, and I'm broadcasting out of Las Vegas, the entertainment capital of the world. But right now, we have the virus here, so it ain't a whole lot going on in the casinos. They don't have any live entertainment. All they got is gambling and drinking, and you can go to the buffet and eat. So if you want to come to Vegas, you can get a hotel room in the casino, and you can go swimming in the swimming pools, because all the casinos have swimming pools in the hotels that are connected to the casinos. So that's the best fun you can have in Las Vegas right now. So there's no live entertainment except listening to me on the radio. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. So, DJ Papa D, I'll play one of my songs. Play the song, G Money's a Pimp, for my listening audience. And then play, I don't know, come back to me afterwards, and we'll play another song from my album. So, listen up, people. This is my music album, and this is the first song that I created, that I wrote, and me and my brother put this song together for your listening pleasure. So enjoy the song, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
G-Money's a pimp, God's plan made the man. Big booty girls run the world. Watch yourself. Be careful what you're working with. Watch yourself. I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do. And I got girls all over the world. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. G Just call me the Big Pimp. I'm chocolate covered, freaky and habit forming. I'm sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what this pimp is made of. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Ah, and now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? Yeah.
Heard me?
G-Money presents The Dozen. I want you to send me some jokes. Send us some of your best crumbs or your best jokes or your best bags talking about G-Money. And it's all right. I have tough skin. I won't get offended. Now, you don't have to say G-Money ain't got no hoes, because if you think you're funny, I'm going to roast your butt. G-Money presents The Dozen. Send me some jokes talking about G-Money. Heard me?
I'm Gregory Gerard. G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Well, all right, Las Vegas and everybody around the world, I want to play another song for you from my album. It's my country western version of my hip-hop song, and it's called I Ain't Gonna Waste No More Time Waiting On You. So, DJ Papa D, play that song for my listening audience. And we'll be back for more in a minute.
I ain't gonna wait no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't gonna waste no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit. I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit. I ain't going much further. I waited 3 weeks for you to come
to me. I've waited 3 weeks for you to come to me. I've waited 3 weeks for you to come to me. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. I ain't going no further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. I'm sleeping in my car since you put me out of the house. But I'm waiting for you. Sleeping in my car, if you put me out of the house, but I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, but I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. I'm sitting in my car drinking a six-pack of beer and I'm getting drunk. But I'm waiting for you. I'm sitting in my car drinking a six-pack. Back of beer and I'm getting drunk, but I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. I ain't gonna waste no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you. To me, I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you.
Hello, everybody. That was my country western version of my song, I Ain't Gonna Waste No More Time Waiting on You. So, the clock on the wall says that's all. So, it's time for me to shut it down. And I'll be back on Thursday for another round of entertainment on the radio. So, I'm G Money, and I want to thank my brothers for assisting me in putting this radio show together. I want to thank DJ Big Nasty for putting the radio show on social media so everybody can hear about it on the radio all around the world. And I want to thank for my studio engineer. I want to thank DJ Papa D for playing the songs, playing the comedy spots, and playing my story for your listening pleasure. It's him that does the show and puts the production together. So we want to give him big thanks and praise for the work that he does. Because he ain't getting paid. He's just working hard for the living. All right. Well, I want to say you have to stay inside. You have to wear a mask when you go outside. You have to have social distancing. And don't go in crowds because there are a lot of people that have the virus that isn't obeying the rules of the streets. So they're doing what they want to do, and that's causing the virus to continue to spread. So watch your social distancing and try to stay in the house if possible. If you have to go outside, wear a mask. And always wash your hands. Keep your hands clean and keep your hands out of your face because that's how the disease spreads. So now, everybody, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I think we should pray. So Papa D, play the prayer. Since two or more people come together.
I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right things and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus. but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Girls, he was a
playboy. When I said I know, I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. Come on now. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Come on now. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The best guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I walked by Snoop Dogg and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're married and you got four kids. And your wife would kick your butt if she found you messing around with all these playmates. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The best guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I ran into Cat Williams, and he had about 10 or 15 playmates, and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're too short to be a pimp. They got women that have breasts bigger than ears. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The best guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money. Come on now. You want to see what a real pimp? You want to be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. I'm G Money. Pimp out. I'm 6'1", 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. I can take you there. Oh, yeah. I can do it like that. And when I walked out with five playmates. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. You wanna see what a real pimp? You wanna be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I sound good. I look good. I'm 6'1". Come on now. 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. Oh, yeah. I can do it like that. You need to check me out. You know, you need to come with G Money if I can take you there. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girl.
I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com www.gmoney.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.